Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
And now, Oklahoma City Sports Radio gets serious with the dominant duo, Jim Traeger and Al Eschbach. It's Total Dominance on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And we're back here at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho, just north of El Reno on Highway 81. And I am joined now by the legend of radio, King of the Midgets, and the world champion at Freecell. He is also the new the Journalism Hall of Fame in the state of Oklahoma, Mr. Al Eschbach. And this show is known as The Dominant
Duo.
Where are you today, Al?
Let me see. I don't know. I heard you were at the Lucky Star, but I don't see you, so I don't know where really where I'm at.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just pretend like we're both here. Although you can hear it. You know, nobody plays that hot stuff game anymore since you moved over there.
Yeah, I kind of wish they did. I really like it.
Really? You want to be looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening?
Looking hot stuff.
Tony loves that song, don't you, Tony?
Oh, Jim, every day. This is an everyday listen.
Yes, it is. Good stuff. Good stuff.
No, hot stuff. Hot stuff.
Hot stuff. That's right, hot stuff. We got a lot of things to get into before we go to play music in a little bit, Al. So why don't we talk about it? One is Bob Stoops, I thought, did a really nice job. Your thoughts on that?
I didn't get to see Bob Stoops.
Okay, he did. He did good. You'll like him. You can see him tomorrow.
Everything I heard that he did really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He did a good job.
But no surprise.
No, but the first time, you know how that is.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely
you never
right.
know. It's new to you and everything. So, he did a really nice job. And I think he adds a lot to that program. What were your thoughts on Ohio State?
Oh, I mean, first game. And you know what my thoughts have been this week? It's like, and I heard you and Fat Jack talk about Georgia. I mean, I don't care how good quarterback's going to be. When their first two or three games, they're not going to be as good. I think Georgia has a big edge at quarterback tomorrow just because of experience.
Yeah, I agree. And that's one of the reasons why I think OU has another reason why. Because defense.
Look at Rattler last year. I mean, they lost two games. I mean,
in the second week of October, they pulled him out of a game.
Right, exactly. That's even a better point, yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I agree with you. I think the kid, he looked scared in the first half. He really
Stroud.
Did. And then I thought Ryan Day said, okay, dude, we know you can play. Let's do it. He ran some plays. Guys were open. He hit him, and next thing you know, he looked pretty good.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know who's a good player is Josh Proctor.
Absolutely. Owosso.
Those are the kids that OU need to get. And did you know he was Patrick Collins' nephew? I did not know that.
You know what? I've ran into Patrick a couple of times here in the last month or so, and he never told me that.
He is Patrick Collins' nephew. So
wow.
I think OU's starting to get those kind of players, but there was a period of time the kid who went to Michigan, the other defensive guy.
It's like the Gentry Williams, McClendon, two schools that everybody in the world couldn't. They got to get those two kids.
You're right. I mean, it's obvious that OSU's got a nice program. They're doing a little better in recruiting in the state. But the best players in the state, OU's got to get. Right?
Yeah.
They got to get them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's that was interesting. I got to ask you. Are you getting tired of every defensive back making the safe sign after the ball is incomplete? Why they got to do that? Every single time.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the ball's overthrown and they did nothing, they still do it. It's crazy.
That's stupid. It's stupid. It's just
And
stupid.
Those dudes were like true freshmen for Ohio State out there playing corner.
I know. Ohio State, the thing about Ohio State, that conference isn't very good.
No, you're right, but Penn State could beat them. You know,
now we'll
maybe.
See Penn State Wisconsin play.
Yeah, yeah. I think Penn State could beat them. Wisconsin could beat them. We'll see about Oregon next week. I don't know. I like Fresno State plus the points against Oregon, so we'll see how good Oregon. Because I think Fresno State's a pretty good football team. So we'll see about Oregon. I know people are in love with Oregon. But, yeah, I just think I think Ohio State's really good. I just don't think they've been as good as they've been.
Yeah, but you know what? That quarterback's going to keep on getting better and better.
It is early. Is that Olave kid any good? Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He is.
And
really
Day's
special.
A great coach. You know, we talk about Riley and deservedly, too, but Day's a really good young coach, too.
Yeah. By the way, Ohio State, I just got text. Ohio State's got to go to Indiana, and Indiana played them a little bit tough last year, so that could be interesting. We'll see. I just think I picked my Final Four. I'd love to hear yours. I think Georgia beats Clemson tomorrow, and I think Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, and OU. That's my four.
I'm probably if Georgia wins, I'm not going to pick Clemson. I don't.
Okay.
I'll go Ohio State my 14.
Okay, that's fair.
Alabama, Georgia, OU, Ohio State.
If Clemson loses, who can they lose to, though? That's the problem, besides Georgia.
Well, that's what I mean, but there's a one-loss Ohio State in ahead of a one-loss Clemson team.
Probably, but their only loss is to Georgia. It depends on maybe who Ohio State
I agree,
loses to.
But who would they have any good wins at all?
I mean, North Carolina's decent. Virginia Tech's decent. Miami, I think Alabama's going to give Miami their lunch.
Right.
You know, I wonder if Florida State's going to get any better. They play Notre Dame Sunday night. I mean, is Florida State ever going to get any better?
I don't know, Jim. Let me tell you something. How they did it with Bowen is unbelievable because that is not a good town. Tallahassee is not a good town at all.
But guess
what? It's amazing
what
Bowen did. Think of the two schools that dominated the 90s by far. Nebraska and Florida State in two horrible towns, five national championships between them.
Yep. It's all about the coaching.
You're right. That's it. Bingo. All about the coaching.
Yeah. I mean.
All about the coaching.
Yeah, it's some of these.
And there is high school
talent. Look at Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? It was horrible for 100 years.
Are they ever going to be relevant again? Really?
No, but I'm just saying they were terrible, and then Bill Snyder came in and made them relevant.
You're right. Absolutely.
And the answer to your question is, I doubt it. I don't think they're ever going to be anywhere close to where they were. You know what's hard, Al? This is what's hard. It's hard when you live through an era of sports, whatever sport it is, and then you get into another era. You always remember the other era. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, let me tell you a team that is never going to come close to what they've done. The San Antonio Spurs. Never
yeah,
again.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree.
And I bet you 5 years from now, 8 years from now, 10 years from now, people will be going, well, you know, San Antonio, no, San Antonio's never going back to where they were. They got incredibly lucky to get two superstars back-to-back.
Right, and then have a great coach.
And have one of the best coaches of all time, that's right. Now, let me say this, and I hope I'm wrong. You might be able to say that about Oklahoma City someday. I hope I'm wrong. But, are they going to get Hall of Famers here?
Yeah. Yeah, are they going to play for a championship again?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I think they got a lot of draft assets, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but if they don't use them, if they can't put those draft assets, mean nothing.
Hey, I was joking, Al. You know that.
Okay, good.
I can't, I'm so, the two worst words together in the entire language are draft assets. I'm sick of it. But anyway, we'll see. I mean, I'm not giving up on Ohio State.
No.
I just like Georgia. I think, and maybe I'm being biased because of my boy Munkin, but I think they're loaded, and I think the Daniels kid can play. And I think that Clemson is finally a little bit down. I do think this quarterback's going to be really good.
I agree, but he's young. Again, we remind people how Rattler struggled last year, and now he's a Heisman Trophy favorite and he'll be the first player pick in the draft.
And Al, over the last 5 years, Clemson has 15 starters on the defensive side of the ball in the NFL.
Yeah. And I heard Jack saying he's right. When they've played some good teams, they get lit up.
Yes, they do. And we love Venables, but that's
absolutely
the truth of the matter.
But
truth
it shows you how difficult it is in college football.
Absolutely.
Right?
And let me tell you something. If OU gets into that Final Four, no matter how good we think their defense is, they're probably going to give up points too.
Absolutely. Yes.
And we both think their defense got a chance to be really good.
So, no, it'll be college football is so much fun. I heard you talking about Tulsa. What an embarrassing! How about you lose that game? You can be really bad. How many games are they going to win this year?
Well, that was a horrible, horrible loss. I mean, like Pat Jones said, it's the worst loss in over 40 years.
I mean, unbelievable. They're like a 29-point favorite.
I know. That's a shame. I tell you what, though. I said it before the game. I didn't pick the game, but I said it before the game. That Dan Hawkins, he can coach a little bit now. People
Absolutely.
Make fun of the guy,
yep.
but he
yep.
can coach a little bit. Let's look at Tulsa's schedule real quick. I got it right here. They lost to UC Davis. They're going to lose to OSU. You know they play the third game of the year?
Arkansas?
How about Ohio State?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh.
Then they go to Arkansas State. Are they at home against Arkansas State? Probably win that. Let's hope so. Houston at home. I don't know how good Houston is. We'll see. They play Texas Tech tomorrow, so we'll see what happens there. Memphis will probably lose that away. By the way, Houston is away. I'm sorry. Oh, no. It's home. Then they're at South Florida, who just got torched by North Carolina State. Then they got Navy, who's good. At Cincinnati, that's a loss. At Tulane, hopefully they'll have their act. We'll see. Temple, and then at SMU. I don't know. They might be staring down about a 4-8. I hope I'm wrong.
At best.
Yeah. Got some bad teams on their schedule.
Anyway. But you lose. Are any of them as bad as Cal? Davis?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, Mark Rogers said Stillwater, Manhattan, same campus. He said same size towns, nightlife, proximity. I will tell you, Mark, I agree with you, but nightlife, I don't know. I don't know about that. I party in both towns, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm an old man. I don't know what it's like now. So. But you're right. Listen, I love Stillwater because I went to school there, but it's the same type. I agree with you. Mike Gundy's done a great job there. That's about coaches in Stillwater too, right? Right, Al?
Although it's a lot closer to like the Edmond, Oklahoma City than Manhattan is to anything.
How far is Manhattan from Kansas City? It's not that far. What, about 40 minutes?
No, it's a couple of hours.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking about Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas, Lawrence is about 40 minutes.
Okay,
Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm not a big Manhattan fan. I'm just not. So, I did have one
there.
Good night
there. They got some great place to party. Mark is absolutely right there. Aggieville.
Yeah. Aggieville, yeah.
Oh, did you know Elvira was born in Manhattan, Kansas?
That's
was
exactly
really?
Right. Yep.
Elvira. She's got a good show. She's making a lot of money, fellas, doing that show. Right? Is that the Elvira you're talking about?
Yeah, the horror movie Elvira. You remember her?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Elvira that does the radio show. You know, music radio show? You ever heard her?
No, I have not heard Elvira.
Really? She's on stations all over the country. She's big time. Anyway, we'll shut up.
I haven't heard of it either.
We're going to play music?
Don't feel bad, Tony.
You haven't heard Elvira? You haven't heard that?
No.
No. No.
Okay. Just look her up. Trust me. She's probably got 300 stations that she plays. Matter of fact, one of our stations, I believe, runs Elvira. Oh, that's Delilah. I'm an idiot. I'll shut up. Hey, let me tell y'all something. I can't even blame that on brain surgery. That's beyond belief. That's just pure stupidity. You're right. It's Delilah. I'm sorry. What an idiot. Golly.
That's funny. That's funny stuff.
I got to get off the air. What? We playing music, Tony.
Are you sure you want to play? Yeah.
Al, you want to play music? Al?
Play music. Let's play music.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I can get us out of here. We're in Lucky Star Casino. They're giving away a bunch of money every Saturday. Come on out and earn your entries. Don't ask for Elvira. It's Delilah. OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average billing. Visit OG&E.com. This show's known worldwide. Mark Rogers told me to get up and walk around. I will. This is the leader in sports, and you're listening to The Dominant.
Duo.
This is Matt Pinto. Check out the latest edition of the Thunder Full Court Press at the podcast page at thesportsanimal.com.
The Morning Animal Sports Animal Flashback.
Baseball has the oldest out-of-touch people involved with it in, right. in the broadcast. It's like, get some new talent in there. Like, shake this thing up. My God.
It's He's just, royalty, Carrie Murdoch.
Another example. You step in here and help me.
I mean, what you guys are hearing right now is what I hear every single day.
Oh, you shut up.
You know what? I got some words for you, buddy.
Online thing you can't sell. Well, I don't use the online, so that's why I don't know.
Exactly right. Thank you.
Welcome to a day in my life.
Hey, why don't
That's all I have to say.
The Morning Animal. WWLS. The Sports Animal. Now, Barry Trammell joins Al Eshbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance. 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
We're back at the Lucky Star, joined by Mr. Al Eshbach and Mr. Barry Trammell. This show's known as the Total
Dominance
Hour. Tram, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty solid, really, when you get right down to it.
Well, good. So, yesterday, all three of us agreed that the Big 12 needs to act as quick as possible. Sounds like next week they're probably going to announce it. There's some really crazy new things. I don't know if you read Pete Thamel or some of these guys. They're saying that in 2023, that these teams are playing in the Big 12, and if OU and Texas is not gone, there's a chance they'll have 14 teams. Mark Rogers believes that OU and Texas will not even be in the league next year. Go for it, Tram. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it would be very cumbersome to try to have them all. It's a little bit of cutting off your nose to spite your face. A lot of if the Big 12 is trying to push through something quick and put them in the leagues together, to me it's got to be a negotiating ploy. Now, I don't have any idea why it would be. I'd have to talk to people and have to analyze it myself, which I have not. But that's the only reason to do it. So that would be quite wild.
Al?
It'd be stupid. I read that today and I go, what are they talking about? And so are they going to, if Texas and Oklahoma can't come out with the buyout, they're going to have a 14-team conference?
Well, listen, the word is that next year they're going to start negotiating, okay, the Big 12. And then they do not want any chance for OU and Texas to say, like, May of 2023, hey, here's the buyout, we're gone. Then they have to scramble. So I think what they're thinking is 22, they'll tell everybody we're bringing these teams in 23. OU Texas will maybe with us, they may not, but we're going for it in 23. At least that's the way I understand it, Tram. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the I think it would be very difficult for either league, the Big 12 or the SEC, to adjust at a late date like May and try to get things up and running by September. The latest I've ever seen is December.
Although, what if OU and Texas keep a secret in SEC like they did here and they just do it starting in December and don't? Okay, how about March? Well, let's say March. I'm sorry, May's too late. March.
Yeah, I don't see any advantage to OU and Texas keeping the secret on this one. I mean that could go back to that torturous interference deal with a lawsuit. If you derail, it's one thing to take somebody and it hurts their long term future, but if you torpedo a solitary season just for no good reason that I can see, that would be a pretty good court case. So here's the deal. The history of realignment is this. Everybody is very angry and upset when it first happens, but then reasonable negotiations ensue and things get worked out. And I,
you know, I tend to think that will happen. But I do know this. I don't, and this is why I don't understand the rush to get these teams into the Big 12. The Big 12's best financial situation is to hang on to OU and Texas as long as they can and have them play out the contract. That's the best, that's the way they can make the most money. So I don't know why the, if there, there clearly are some reasons on the Big 12 side to speed this up. I just don't claim to know what they are.
I probably think to maybe grab these teams before maybe somebody else would is the only thing I could think of.
Say that again, Al, the end of that.
Well, to grab these teams before somebody else does or before right. another Big 12 team might leave to another conference.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Al. I think that's a solid point. You know, they brought up that the AAC has a 27-month deal where they have to tell people, but it also says that that can get you can get around that, I guess, Tram. I guess that's been done before, right?
Who were the last two to leave? One Connecticut. It was well, who were I can't remember.
Maryland? Was it Maryland and Rutgers?
No, they were in the ACC.
No,
it might have been Rutgers and
Louisville.
Louisville and Rutgers, maybe. Okay. And what Louisville and Rutgers did is they had to pay $10 million, but Connecticut got out early and paid like $17 million. So that's an example of how if you pay, you can get out early. But we're talking about a bunch of money here. We're not talking about $10 million or $17 million. We're talking tons more than that.
I'm going to ask each one of you this question, and I want you to answer it how you feel. I'll start with you, Al. You said Tram's right on the money. Usually people get mad at each other, then they stand back, and then they negotiate. Do you believe that this deal between, frankly, everybody and the SEC, OU, and Texas, and ESPN is more contentious than any of the other ones that have happened, Al?
Wow, that's a good question.
I don't know if we know. I'm just seeing. Does it seem like
it seems to be, Barry?
I think it seems to be just because we're in the middle of it.
Well, so you think there was another one that was more contentious, Tramp?
Well, like I can tell you this: we almost had a civil war in the state of Utah when Utah left the Mountain West for the Pac-12.
But nobody cared really, because it's
people in the state of Utah did.
Right, but that's it.
But nationally, people didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, do people in California and Florida care about this one? I don't know. If
I think they all care about the SEC. I think they all know.
But the SEC is not part of the contentiousness here. This is a OU Texas versus the Big 12.
Well, but listen, the other contention is the rest of those people all over the country making their stupid alliance and saying we're not going to have the 12-team playoff like little children.
Yeah, but that's not. That's more fear than anything.
But they do care, though, is what I'm saying, right?
It's a different issue. Not a side issue. It's a different issue. When you talk about contentiousness, I thought you meant the people leaving and the people left behind.
Well, I guess I meant the whole landscape. We'll talk more about it when we get back. Let's take an OG&E break. Make your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. Al Eschbeck and myself are here at the Lucky Star Casino. Every game you want, come on out on Saturdays. They're giving your bill more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Visit OG&E.com. Al Eschbeck and myself are here at the Lucky Star Casino. Every game you want, come on out on Saturdays. They're giving away thousands and thousands of dollars. Just earn your entries, have a drink. You can watch all the games out here. Great stuff. We'll be back. This is the leader in sports, The Animal, and you're listening to The Total
Dominance
Hour.
It's Bud Light Game Time at Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater.
Cheese fries over at Eskimo Joe's.
And Missouri State travels to Stillwater tomorrow at 6. But first at 6:30, it's the Morning Animals with unsportsmanlike conduct from the Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. Then at 4, Gideon Hamilton and Rashawn Woods inside the RV General Store Mobile Studios preview the game with Countdown to Kickoff. Immediately after the game, it's football feedback with game highlights and your calls. Sponsored by Lucky Star Casino, Carter Chevrolet, Oklahoma Men's Clinic, Trajan Wealth. All day game day coverage of Missouri State versus Oklahoma State is on 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal. WWLS-FM, The Village, Oklahoma City, KYAL, Sepulpa, KYAL-FM, Tulsa, KSIW, Woodward, KADS, Elk City, KBGN, Pawhuska, KVSO, Ardmore, WKY, Oklahoma City. A Cumulus station. And now, more total dominance. On 98.1 FM, WWLS, The Sports Animal.
And we are back. Back here at the Lucky Star with the show known in Belmont Abbey as the Total
Dominance Hour.
Hey, let me ask you, this whole thing with adding these schools now, I'll go back. The Big 12, the best for them is to hold the OU in Texas as long as they can.
Right.
I agree,
right?
But I think OU Texas is leaving, fellas. I don't think they're waiting until 24.
Well,
I just
why would OU want to be in the SEC next year with no 14 playoff? That'd be the stupidest thing in the world.
I agree, Al, but don't you guys agree that that's going to change? I mean, that's just little kid thing.
Yeah, but I don't know if it'll change for next year. Even if everybody was in agreement, I don't know that they could have got it implemented next year.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point.
So
it's a good point.
You know, so I don't know. It's a good – I don't know.
I agree with you, Al, but I will tell you this. I really think that OU and Texas are sick of the Big 12. I don't think this has gone well. I think Bowlesby has been kind of a jerk to both of them since this has happened.
Yeah, but like you said, they're smarter people and just – they're not going to spite themselves. They're going to do best with them. And to go into that conference with a 14 playoff would be stupid. And I don't think they're stupid.
Well, what do you guys think, though, about – I mean, Pete Thamel, you both agree. This dude knows what he's talking about.
Right.
The other guy who said it was – what's his name? Derringer, is that his name?
Russ Dellinger, yeah.
Dellinger, yeah. I mean, those are dudes that are plugged in. And both of them, both tweeted out the exact same thing that said in 23, these teams are going to be in this conference. So I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying they both said it. Now maybe that's
23. Posturing. I could see 23, but not 22.
Right. That Mark Rogers says that OU and Texas won't be in here next, and we could have Mark on sometime for he can explain it, what he says. But I think 23. I think something's going to happen, Tran, before 23.
It would stand to reason. Now the only problem with 23 and the three American squads is that's not. You know, that's outside, or I'm sorry, inside the 27 months. I don't know if they're, you know, I don't know if Houston and Cincinnati and Central Florida have that kind of money laying around where they can just, you know, write a check or not. OU in Texas.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
Well, it's just something to think about. I'm just saying these dudes,
you know,
they're plugged
the
in. That's all I'm saying.
The fun thing about Brigham Young is they're a free agent.
Exactly.
They can do whatever they want to.
Exactly.
You know, they go join anytime. So, it's fascinating. There's not any question about that. It's going to be fun. And you know what? I thought of this at 12-team Big 12. Void of a bell cow, void of a, you know, an icon like OU or what Texas ought to be, ever how you want to describe the Longhorns. But think about how, when it comes to football, that's going to be a fun league because you never know who's going to be good.
Yeah. No, you're right. By the way, you guys know I do radio in Elk City. The guy that does it out there is a great dude. He just sent
Skinny?
This text.
Is that what you Skinny. Call him? Skinny.
Yeah, that's his name. Skinny. He's the best. Okay, so anyway, he sent me this. I want you guys to comment. By the way, he's an OU fan, so, I mean, you know, it's not like he doesn't like him. He says, every year they can get to the SEC and collect that extra $30 million matters more than 1 year of a college football playoff of only four teams. Agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
So,
and they
so
ought to agree, but I don't know. They'll be the second best program in the league.
They can still get in. Yeah, sure, it's going to be a lot harder, but yeah, they can still get in. Right. Go ahead, Tram. What were you going to say?
Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I agree, but collecting that extra ever how many million, if you go too early, you know, it'll cost you that much more or more than that. So I think it'll be
a financial decision. Great. Yeah, that's a great point, Barry. Yeah.
When OU goes to the SEC, it will be determined by finances. It's not going to be determined by competition or the playoff or any of that stuff.
Right. No, I think that's a solid point. Yeah.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see how it works out.
I've been thinking. Go ahead, Barry.
I was going to ask you. Sooners are clearly loaded. What do they look like for next season?
I would think that, you know, the quarterback situation, we think that kid's going to be a star, but he'll be a brand new one right now.
That's exactly right. They got to rebuild some offensive line. They're not going to be as good. They lose some good people on defense. They're not going to be as good.
And they'll probably still win the Big 12. I mean, because Iowa State's losing everybody. I mean, Iowa State, right. I think I looked. I mean, I can look in the book here, but I want to say they – of their 22 starters, I think they're – now, I should shut up because they got that extra year thing, so maybe they'll stay. But they got a lot of older players at Iowa State.
Yeah, they're going to lose Kolar. They're going to lose Purdy.
Rose.
Hall.
Yep. No, yeah, they're going to lose a bunch of guys. But they'll probably win the league, but I don't know if they're a national championship contender. This is the year, Tram. That's what we've been talking about since – heck, last October we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Tram, what'd you think of Ohio State last night?
I thought they were a little shaky. They were just so much more athletic than Minnesota that it was going to be very difficult to lose, but they certainly made it feasible. You know, if the old boy doesn't fumble, the quarterback doesn't fumble, that game goes down to the wire. If it doesn't let him take that one to the house. So I thought their defense was a little shaky, and I didn't think the quarterback was all that good. I mean, he had some big numbers, but that's because guys just turned, you know, made athletic plays. So I think the jury's still out on Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's what I was
saying. I agree. Have you picked your Final Four, Trent?
I was not. I did.
Well, Go ahead. Who'd you pick?
I've got Alabama, Georgia, OU and Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. I like that. I actually have three of yours. I've got Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson. Al has.
I got three of yours also.
Yeah, but he doesn't have Georgia right now. You got Ohio State.
No, I don't have Clemson.
That's right. You don't have Clemson. That's right. You got Ohio State. Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. It's interesting for somebody to pick Alabama, Georgia, and Clemson. Since in theory they're all three going to play each other, that's interesting to me.
Well, I mean that's the power of the SEC, right? Obviously, for Georgia to get in there, they got to win tomorrow. Unless they run the table in
tough.
The SEC.
Unless they run the table unless they beat Alabama.
Yeah.
But you know, to me, I asked a good question. If you're an OU fan or Ohio State or Oregon, whoever, Notre Dame, doesn't matter. Somebody
Georgia.
Thinks she makes playoffs.
You want Georgia to win?
Not in the SEC.
No, Clemson.
Somebody outside
Clemson
the SEC.
Oh, go ahead.
Who do you want to win tomorrow night? Who do you want to win tomorrow night?
Clemson.
If you're trying to make the playoff?
Clemson.
I agree. Clemson.
Clemson.
They're going to go undefeated. They win tomorrow night. They're going undefeated.
You're going to say Georgia because you think they'll lose a game and then lose to Alabama and they'll be out.
I think Clemson could lose to Georgia, and like you guys said, run the table and still get in.
That's right. That's what I'm counting on.
That's what we're saying. That's why OU fans need Clemson to win because it, Georgia, Clemson's going to be able to run the table a lot easier than Georgia is.
Yeah, and let me tell you this, Jim. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, guys. Clemson doesn't play North Carolina, Miami,
no,
or Virginia
That's
Tech.
Right.
They don't play any of them now. Matter of fact, I'll give you, I'll find Clemson's schedule for you while you guys talk. I'll read it off to you. They don't play anybody. It's just unbelievable.
It's a week. The Gamecocks is about it.
That is, yeah. The ACC, that'll be interesting if Clemson loses that game tomorrow and has no notable win, not a lot of good wins. If one team from the Big 12 or a lost team from the Big 10 gets in ahead of them.
You want to hear a bad schedule? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Georgia, which obviously is a great, it could be, if you beat them, that might be one of the best wins. It'll be one of the best wins all year, more than likely. But listen to this. South Carolina State, Georgia Tech, at NC State. Now, they blew out South Florida, but I don't know if South Florida's any good. Boston College, at Syracuse, at Pitt, Florida State, Louisville, Connecticut, Wake Forest, at South Carolina. That is a horrible schedule. They don't play any of the big boys, Tram. Not one of them.
Well, I don't know if there are any big boys.
Well, North Carolina's, I mean, they're pretty good.
But they got a great quarterback.
Yeah. They got an interesting game with Virginia Tech starting. Matter of fact, I think it started right now. I actually
the Hokies lead 7-0.
Yeah, I picked Hokies Virginia Tech. I like Virginia Tech plus the points there, but I don't think North Carolina's defense is very good.
Clemson plays nobody. Nobody. It's a horrific schedule.
Yeah, they're going to have to fall apart to lose another game.
I want to ask both of you. Okay, the 12 teams, the new Big 12, what do you think the TV package is going to be per school? Any idea? Prediction?
My guess is in the mid-20s. Tram?
No, are you basing that off of the current
38? No, OU Texas gone, and you bring the four new ones in.
I know, but I'm asking you, what do you think Big 12's getting now?
Because aren't they getting 34? Are they getting 34?
Because here's the deal. We talk about the Big 12 payout to each school, and I think it was 38 last full season. It's 38 million. Okay. But some of that was like basketball tournament revenue. Some of that was bowl games. So if you're talking about
all of it combined. All of it
combined. We're talking about all
combined.
Combined.
And I'm going to say mid to high 20s is my guess.
I think you're very close. Somebody told me the other day, somebody in the industry, not in the Big 12, but somebody that pays attention and knows all this stuff, you know, that it's not going to be as dire as people thought. But he said it's still bad. It's still significant. But it's not going to be like less than 50%, which would be 19 or lower. He thought it would be better than that. So somewhere in the 20s.
And, guys, don't you think they've had talks with Fox?
Yeah.
About this?
They've had talks with ESPN, too.
Okay. Whatever. And CBS.
Yeah, although I don't know.
Will CBS get back in?
Somebody told me they want to, but I don't know. I don't know if they want to it's a tough thing because they don't want to spend a bunch of money, but they've been showing the SEC they don't want to sign up for Iowa State, Texas Tech.
Hey, Skinny just texted me and told me he told me to read off listen to Georgia's schedule. This is for an SEC school, it is weak. They got Clemson. Then UAB, South Carolina, at Vanderbilt, Arkansas. Here's a fairly tough game at Auburn, Kentucky, Florida, Missouri, at Tennessee, Charleston Southern, at Georgia Tech. They don't play LSU, Alabama. I mean,
they don't play A&M.
But they do have Auburn and Florida, and then if they happen to win the East, which probably will, then there's way to Alabama.
Yeah, but if they go undefeated going in the Alabama game, win or lose, they're getting in. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Clemson win, I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If Clemson is 12-1? Boy, I did not realize Georgia's schedule is really easy.
I had no idea their schedule was so easy either. It'll be interesting to see how good Florida is. He's a really good coach. Really good coach.
Who's that?
Yeah, he is.
Who?
Mullen.
Dan Mullen.
Oh, he's really good. Yeah, no, he's really good, yeah. I agree with him.
He's a good coach.
But, you know, remember, at Auburn, what are they going to be? I don't know. I mean, they got a brand new coach. I'm not going to ever say this again, but he doesn't look like
that same quarterback.
Yeah, what's his name? Nix, right?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, I think.
Wait, Barry, what did you think about Tulsa last night?
Oh, just an awful loss. For crying out loud, you know, they lost two games, and Cal Davis lost two spring games to 1AA squads, Eastern Washington and somebody else. That's a bad loss. They needed it. They're not getting much out of the quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know why Tulsa can't find a good quarterback. It's been 3 or 4 years.
Hey, tell them the other non-conference games, Jim.
Yeah, Tulsa getting ready to play Oklahoma State and Ohio State. Good luck.
Yeah, that's not going to go well, I don't think.
Yeah, I looked at their schedule. They're 4-8 at best, probably.
Yeah, that's, you know, I had high hopes because they, you know, I didn't know this. They lost both their corners to Missouri, transferred portal to Missouri.
And then they lost the best defensive player in the history of the school.
Right, exactly.
But they only gave up. I mean, it wasn't it wasn't defense last night. It was offense.
No, yeah, it was the offense. They got to get more. They got to get some quarterback play.
Pat Jones said it was the worst loss over 40 years at the school.
Well, I wouldn't argue. It was not good.
It's a shame. Really, a
Dan
shame.
Hawkins. Yes. You can't stop Dan Hawkins. We determined
Dan Hawkins,
that yesterday.
He's a good coach, man.
We
he's
determined
a good
coach. That yesterday.
Hey, before you go. What about Malzone coming from behind? I'll tell you, how would he like to have been on that flight back to Boise State last night after the game? That must have been fun, huh?
Yeah, I was pulling for Boise, but I said it yesterday. Malzone's a good coach, for crying out loud.
He sure is.
Central
no
Florida.
Doubt he is.
Hey, defensive coordinators across the Big 12 are not all, you know, they're happy the Sooners are going. They're not thrilled to see Gus Malzone coming to town.
Listen to me. I don't know what Sarkisian's going to do, but I certainly would rather face Texas than Malzone.
Yeah. No, he's a wizard on offense, I think. He can be insufferable, but he's pretty good at his job.
Absolutely. Insufferable in what way?
Oh, just dealing with him.
See Bob Stoops last night?
I got to see just the end of the pregame show. I thought he did a solid job, and he aced the dang prediction. He said 42-28, and it was 45-31. So,
yeah.
You know, the field goal kickers messed him up on each team, but outside of that, he had it spot on.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Barry.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? Tomorrow morning, together again.
Thank you. Can't wait.
Thanks for reminding us.
Thank you so much.
2 years.
It's been a while.
We've been in the booth.
So you're coming to see us?
I thought I would. Is that all
now,
right?
Absolutely.
You're
going to
have a jacket on? You're
going to
have a jacket on when it's 98 degrees tomorrow?
I've already planned that all out. And in deference to the heat, I'm going to wear blue.
So you're wearing a blue blazer tomorrow?
Blue? What in the blue blazer am I wearing? Yes, is the answer
now,
to that
question.
Now, let me
ask you. I got to ask you one last question. Have you ever been to the doctor? Are your sweat glands messed up or something? Did you not sweat?
I get home from early September football games, needing to go to the cleaners. Let's put it that way.
Fairly drenched. All right, Jim. We'll see you tomorrow, bud.
See you later.
Let's take an OG&E break. Make your monthly payments more manageable with OG&E's average monthly billing. Go to OG&E.com. 98.1 FM. Ditto Sports. Adam All. Up next, Dean with more of the total.
Dominance.
Hour.
All things Oklahoma City Thunder basketball.
Swooping back, unguarded, elevates it up. So two-hand over the head slam.
The Oklahoma City Thunder's flagship radio station.
Play with supreme confidence at home right now.
WWLS, the sports animal. The Morning Animal. Sports Animal Flashback.
Well, last week, one of the worst landlord weeks in the history of mankind. I had to buy an HVA system for one house, brand new, and a new hot water heater for another house.
Starting next week when you have real football, all this crap we're talking about, we just put it off till December.
I still can't ignore my, you know, my tenants calling me and saying, I don't have air conditioning because football's on.
but you don't understand. Had you called me 3 weeks ago, we would have been fine. But it's football season.
Listen, wait till football season, it'll cool off. Open a window.
That's called Russian air. You open the window, the air comes rushing in.
The Morning Animals. WWLS. The Sports Animal. Now, Dean Blevins joins Al Eschbach and Jim Traver. This is Total Dominance on 98.1 FM. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
And we're back. Here at the Lucky Star, by the way, they got two huge game rooms, all your favorite games, great restaurants, great bar. Come out, win some money right here at the Lucky Star. And we are back with a show known in Abu Dhabi as the Total
Dominance
Hour. How you doing, Dino?
Well, other than hiccups, I'm doing reasonably well.
I hate that. Did you ever hear about the dude, Dean, that had hiccups for 3 years?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the one that died? I used to date a girl. Her uncle died from hiccups.
Hiccups are horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What did that do to cause his death?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, as you know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So, I just know they're horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your thoughts about? It looks like you're going to be announcing it pretty soon of BYU, Central Florida, and Cincinnati and Houston coming into the Big 12.
Yeah, from what I've been told and have read, they're definitely not going two teams, or it's unlikely, I should say.
Right.
So 12's what they're looking at. The others won't join. It looks like. I mean, unless you guys have something to dispute this, that BYU should be joining in 2022, and the others wouldn't join for another 1 or 2 years. So if that is the case, you've got 2022 next year that OU and Texas would still be in the Big 12, and then the others would join in 1 or 2 years. So that would be 2023, 2024. Now, I guess there is some talk, and just interrupt me here if you've got something that I don't. There is some talk that they could be joining the league while OU and Texas are in the league.
That's exactly what Pete Thamel and some others are saying, that in 23, now we've been kind of beating it down a little bit. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but I don't know. I mean, I can't, you know, I'll tell you this, Al. I can't rip the Big 12 for being fast when yesterday I said they better be fast. So, you know what I'm saying, Al? I mean, I'd be a total hypocrite.
Yes.
So, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Let me ask you guys this. How serious do you think Oklahoma and Texas are about ponying up 80?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of money.
Well,
I don't know.
Not only pony up 80, but... Go when there's only a 4-team playoff next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
yep.
It's something that we've
It's kind of a catch-22, isn't it, Al?
It is.
You know,
it is.
You want to get out, you want to go over there, but at the same time, if you can win this league, you put yourself in give yourself a great chance of being in it, even at 4 teams.
And you know what, guys? Think about this. And we talked a little bit before. OU not going to be good next year as they are this year, but they still should be able to win the Big 12 Conference.
No, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. Let me ask you guys this. On a scale of 1 to 10, all right, we'll do that. If it's a 10. The chances of OU getting in on a 4-team playoff here in the Big 12. I mean, they missed it last year. They missed it. But let's say their chances are a 10. Okay, you got me? It's great. What are the chances of OU with a 12-team playoff
getting in when they're in the SEC?
Well, first of all, you're saying it's a slam dunk there, that at 10.
All right, nine. How about nine, Dean? How about nine? Is that better?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you're right.
I wouldn't rank it that high. No, I wouldn't.
Really?
I would say that. Are you talking about this coming season, Jim?
I'm talking about we know that OU is going to be good every daggone year, and they're going to be the favorite more than likely to win the Big 12. So if it's 9 out of 10, their chances. Because last year, if they would have beaten either Kansas State or Iowa State in the regular season, they'd have gotten in. So if they only have one loss and they win the league, they're probably going to get in unless there's a bunch of, you know, other teams that play great. So if it's 9 out of 10 they get in here when there's 12 teams, what is it? And especially if their pod is Arkansas, Texas, and Missouri.
Well, I will say, I'll back into it this way. I'll say OU's chances are a 7 currently. And then what would they be if it were a 12, is what you're saying?
That's right, a 12.
Okay, what would it be at a 12?
In the SEC. In the SEC.
Right.
Because if it was a 12-teamer and they were in the Big 12, it would be a 10, 11 probably. But go ahead.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's right there at the same number, whatever number you picked. I happened to pick 7, but pardon me.
that's okay.
So I'm going that it's the same.
They're about the same. You, Al?
I'm going 8-8.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
what about you?
I would say 9 here and probably like 8 or 8.5 there. But I think, man, with that pod, if that is their pod, dude, I mean, unless Texas starts rolling, they should win that pod about every year, shouldn't they?
Well, are you playing to win your pod? Is that the
Well, but Dean, but listen, Dean, if they do the pod, and let's say you get
in every year.
Well, okay, so let's say they win the pod. So then they're in the semifinals of the league. So that means they're going to be in the top 4. Well, you win that first game, it's almost guaranteed you're in, and you still might be in if you lose.
I tell you what, Jim, if they expand to a 12-point playoff, there's no chance, I think, there's going to be two league playoff games.
Oh, okay.
Then you're talking about how many games you're going to play during a year.
Well, that's a good point. Although they act like they care about that, but they really don't, right? I mean, the old deal of kids got to go to school. Yeah, get out of here. You don't care about that.
That never was an issue when OU and Texas weren't in the weren't joined to the SEC. By the way,
no, good point. No, Al, that's really that's a solid point too, Al. But anyway, though, how many times there's been a few times where a team in the SEC didn't even make the SEC championship game, and they still got in.
Yeah. Let me throw this at you, both of you. Give me the chances of Oklahoma State year in and year out making the playoffs with the 4-team thing, and now with the 12-team thing.
I'll start. Here it is.
Go ahead.
Right now, their chances are about a 1 out of 10 to get into the playoffs. If we go to 12 teams, new 12 teams, and there's a 12-team playoffs, I bump up to about a 5, 5.5, maybe even 6.
Dean?
A 6, you're saying OSU every year is going to have a 60% chance of making the playoffs with this new arrangement in the Big 12.
I'd say 50 or 60, somewhere in that neighborhood. Might be high, I understand.
That is a stunningly high number.
Okay, I apologize. What's your number?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking much, much less.
Well, go ahead. That's fine.
Because of course, I had OU lower than you did too.
You did. What? What's their chance right now out of 10?
I would say it's 2. Oh,
okay, they've never made it.
Yeah.
Right. They had that one year, right, Al, where they lost to Iowa State.
I'd say right now 1, since they never made it.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
And what would you say for a 12-teamer with this, a 12-team playoff with this 12-team Big 12 that we're talking about?
I'd say 4.
Okay. Dean?
I'd say three.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this.
Which is a good deal. Hey, if anybody thinks that's a shaft, that means that every
third year.
Right. Yeah. Now let me ask you guys this.
Yeah.
If that 12 team, Big 12, starts play next year, which we know is probably not going to happen, where would you? We already said that OU goes to the SEC. They're no worse than the second best program, right? No worse. You know, they're probably right there with Georgia, right? We agree with that, Dean?
Right there with Georgia.
Yes,
they're better than Georgia. Their tradition and recently they've been better than Georgia.
They have.
I'm talking more. I'm talking more of just go out and play football. Yeah.
Yeah. Just play your.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I would probably listen now. If you put a gun to my head, I'd say OU's ahead of Georgia, but I think it's close. That's fair, right?
Oh, I agree. Totally. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Okay. If this Big 12 starts next year, where would you rank OSU in that 12? I'll start while you think about it. I think they're close to one. I think they might be the best football program in that new Big 12. Close. I'd say no worse than three.
That's a good point. I mean,
am I crazy, Dean? Am I high again, Dean? Because you've been a little shocked with some of the things I've said today.
No, I didn't know that you were talking about the best program. You're talking about the best teams year in, year out.
I'm talking about the way these teams are playing football right now. Obviously, Cincinnati's playing good football. BYU's kind of what they always are. Houston's not very good. Central Florida, I think, has got a chance, especially with Malzahn. And then you got Iowa State in a good position. TCU's got a nice program. So where would you put OSU in that Big 12?
I would put them at three. I would put them at three.
Behind who?
I would put them moving forward. I'm bullish on Sark. So.
He's gone. Texas is out. Dean.
We're talking about the new Big 12.
Okay. Yep.
The new Big 12.
Well, Iowa State's the team. Yeah.
So Iowa State, you put ahead of them. Okay. They're playing great football.
Yeah, Iowa State. I don't think I can put anyone. I'm not going to put BYU there right now. And BYU's the best of the bunch.
So two, so, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it might be. Yeah. It could be two.
Al?
Yeah.
I'm putting Central Florida one because I think them coming into the conference is going to really help that program. The numbers they have, I'm putting Oklahoma State two.
Okay, so let's go back to the 12-team playoff. We all agree that OSU is probably at least two. Now, 12 teams, it seems as if the Big 12, obviously you'll get one for sure, but if OSU can play good and get to the championship game, maybe go, 11-1 and lose and be 11-2, don't you think they'll have a chance to get in at 11-2 with 12 teams?
They'll have a chance. Coming from this league, though, Jim, it's just going to be difficult.
Great point. No, you're right.
I don't know about the Pac-12 and how competitive it's going to be. Hell, I don't even know the teams are going to be there in a few years. So I can't put them up there. But you know what you got out in the ACC and the Big Ten. It seems like the Big Ten somehow is gaining credibility to me every day, which I don't understand, by the way.
I don't understand that either.
It's because of who they are, right?
It's almost like you have to wake up and salute to them.
Okay, one last question before you go, Dean. And we can talk more about this when you come on tomorrow. Okay, so let's just say for the sake of argument, four teams get in from the SEC. Because we all agree it could be three, it could be five, right? We're all good with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
four teams for the SEC. The winner of the Big 12, which, by the way, OSU could win the Big 12, but let's just say they don't. The Big 12 gets one, the Pac-12 gets one, ACC gets one, Big 10. And then they bring one of the other schools. That's nine. That means there's three spots. So the ACC stinks. The Pac-12 stinks. The Big 10 could get another one. You see what I'm saying?
Well, the Pac-12 could get Oregon and USC in.
They could if USC gets better. But I'm talking about what's going to happen. I was making this as of kind of way they are now. OSU would have a chance.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes, they would.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Dean.
Good stuff.
See ya.
Thanks, fellas.
Guys, still
you look like you start.
All right. Well, get rid of them before tomorrow. See ya.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink some water and swallow.
Tequila shots will do it for you. Let's take an OG and E break. Make your monthly bill more manageable with OG and E. With their go to the average billing monthly. OGandE.com. 98.1 FM to the Sports Center. We'll come back with one more segment to the total.
Dominance.
Hour.
Check out the Sports Animal Facebook page at facebook.com/WWLS. The Sports Animal. Hit the like button and keep up with total sports coverage 24/7. Also on Twitter at Sports Animal. Stay connected with the latest in Oklahoma sports. WWLS. The Sports Animal.
We are back with the show known in Virginia Beach as the Total
Dominance
Hour here at the Lucky Star. By the way, every Saturday, Smash Cash. Smash Cash, a lot of money being given away.
You ever been to Virginia Beach?
I never have. I heard a lot of people have talked about it, though, Jim.
I've been there.
Is it really nice?
Yeah, it's nice. I went there when I was in college, and it was really. I went back like 10 years later, and it got kind of dirty. But I don't
know
what it's like now.
That used to be nice. It almost like now is Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach. Yeah, sure.
Big time.
There's some beautiful places down there, like in that island that runs down in South Carolina.
Yes, yes.
And I've never been there, and I always wanted to go.
You know what I heard is a good town? Probably Julie's been there, is Savannah.
Oh, my gosh. You know who loves Savannah is the Fat Jack and his wife.
Really?
Yeah, they say it's beautiful. My daughter and her husband went there, too. It's supposed to be really nice.
See how I told you.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to, maybe go there sometime. Maybe.
Yeah, but it's in the United States, so.
That's right. But you know what? I could take weekend visits somewhere. But I'd rather go to Mexico for a weekend.
Yeah, no, I know. I understand.
You ever going to make a Costa Rica trip?
We're going next summer.
Okay.
Next summer.
Well, you're going to love that.
We're going to rent that house.
Yeah, that's big time.
For the whole family.
Yeah, you will absolutely
love it. The good thing about that is that when we make that trip every 2 years, my children become more, what's the word I'm looking for? More dependent on themselves. And so I still have to pay for, like, the whole trip, but, like, maybe, like, the flights I don't have to pay for. You see what I'm saying? So it's getting every time. And then fairly soon, they'll pay for it all. See what I'm saying? They'll pay for it all.
Yeah.
And I'll just come on down.
About the cell phone, what are you going to do with that?
Oh, please don't start. Please don't start.
Just want to know.
I just got that bill the other day, just looking at it like, what in the world's going on?
What was it?
$310.
$310?
Yeah, $310.
Well, mine was up at like a $270. Now I'm going to see what my new bill is this month with them longer on it.
Tell us when you get it. I want to find out.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so. I want to know, and I told you I was paying their car insurance, and that saved me $500 a month because I'm not paying that anymore.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome! Of course, because they're both boys, which is bad, and they're in their 20s, which is bad, or almost 30, right? Isn't
they're in their 30s now?
Oh, they're both in the 30s. Okay, yeah. Well, they don't care. They treat men so bad. I guess because we're supposed to be bad drivers. Interesting. Tony, they treat the men bad, but I get in the car, and these women, they got no idea what they're doing. You ever notice that? Why is that?
I don't know.
I know. I'm a sexist. Yeah. I know. I'm horrible. Just horrible. I saw a woman going 15 miles under the speed limit yesterday. 15 miles under the speed limit, left-hand lane. I drive. I go around her. I get in front of her. I do my normal deal where I put my hand out the window and point, get over. and she waves at me like, oh, hello.
Oh, she thought you were a friend.
Yeah, she thought I was being nice. How you doing? Nice to see you. No, get out of the lane.
You literally admonish people on the highway?
All the time. Yeah. If they're going slow in the left-hand lane, I pass them, I get in front of them, I roll my window down, I put my hand outside, and I point towards the right-hand lane like this, over and over. Get out of the lane.
Now, we told you that. They could have a gun in their car.
You're right. You're right, but I'm so mad, I don't care. Get out of the way.
I just
give the finger and go. Boom.
Yeah, okay. And that's better for the gun guy, I guess? The gun guy will go, yeah, thanks a lot for saying that to me. I appreciate it.
Let me tell you, the gun guy ain't going to catch me.
Well, that's true. That's true. Although my Prius can get it a little bit, but not like you.
I will see in a few hours.
I tell you, if it wasn't for the horrible things happening down there in New Orleans, I'd be really upset about this. But there's a bunch of people that have it worse than having to wake up tomorrow morning at 6:15.
Absolutely. See you tomorrow, Jim.
All right, I'll see you. See you, Tony. Have a good weekend, big boy.
Thanks.
We're here at the Lucky Star, man. Take an OG&E break. Make your monthly payments more manageable with OG&E with their average monthly billing. Go to OG&E.com. 98.1 FM, WS Buzz Animal. Welcome back. Take phone call. The lines are open. Let's get them filled. We'll do that as we do this.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8. It's Bud Light game time as Oklahoma takes on Tulane tomorrow at 11. But first at 6:30, it's the Morning Animals with unsportsmanlike conduct from the Grand Casino Hotel and Resort. Then at 8, it's Countdown to Kickoff. Al Eschbach and Jim Traber preview the game from historic Campus Corner in Norman inside the RV General Store Mobile Studios, driven by Eskridge Lexus of Oklahoma City, who invite you to see, hear, feel, and experience. Immediately after the game, it's football feedback with your calls. Sponsored by Lucky Star Casino, Carter Chevrolet, Oklahoma Men's Clinic, Trajan Wealth. All day game day coverage of Oklahoma versus Tulane is on 98.1 FM WWLS. The Sports Animal.
The Sports Animal.